Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Peyton Hernandez.
With recent Mount Spur activity, the city of Kenai is taking precautions for a potential eruption. The Kenai Fire Department is communicating with local, state, and federal authorities as the Alaska Volcano Observatory continues to track seismic activity and other indicators of volcanic behavior on Mount Spur. Chief Jay Teague of the Kenai Fire Department says it's rare that an eruption will have a significant impact on the Kenai Peninsula area.
It would be a very rare situation that we would have any significant impacts from an eruption with Spur. There's been, you know, two previous eruptions there in the last century, and it's had very minimal impact on the Kenai Peninsula area.
He recommends to not overreact, yet be on the side of caution and have some preparation done beforehand.
Recommendation one, don't overreact. Recommendation two, have the small things handy at home, like a respirator mask that's like N95 rated. And just be prepared for the potential. I mean, if the winds were blowing our direction, you know, you could have trace amounts of ash particles that land on your vehicle and just get to everywhere. It's more of a nuisance than anything, having to dust your windowsills and things like that.
The city encourages residents to sign up for local emergency alerts. Residents also can check the Mount Spur's latest activity at avo.alaska.edu. The city will continue monitoring conditions and sharing information as needed and available. For non-emergency questions about preparedness, contact the Kenai Fire Department at 907-283-7666. There's an early start to fire season. Here's KSRM's Matt Wilson with more.
Due to lack of snowpack, dry weather, and lack of precipitation this winter, the Alaska Division of Forestry and Fire Protection has issued a public order declaring an early start to fire season in the DOF's coastal region, which includes much of South Central and Southeast Alaska. Fire season traditionally starts on April 1st and ends August 31st. The order goes in effect Monday, March 17th at 12 a.m. Central Emergency Services Chief Roy Browning says there's little moisture and that the most of the vegetation is dried out, raising the risk of wildfire ahead of the statutorial designated fire season.
We haven't had those good soaking rains that we would normally have. Obviously, you know, it's been wintertime, so we're not going to have that. The lack of snowfall, it hasn't soaked into the type of vegetation, and then you'll have that quick growth, which the ladder fuels is in the heat rises, and you'll get those ladder fuels that burn the brush and catch the trees on fire.
Areas with heightened wildfire danger include the Copper River Valdez area, the Matsu, Kenai Kodiak, McGrath Southwest, and all of Southeast Alaska. Burn permits are required for these areas at all times during the fire season. Under Alaska State statute, this order applies to all state, private, and municipal lands within the region. Areas not specified in this order are not subject to the early fire season designation. For more information, you can visit this story on our website at radiokenai.com. Matt Wilson, KSRM News.
Colony High School senior Haley Clark is this year's Gatorade Alaska Girls Basketball Player of the Year. Clark averaged more than 25 points per game to help spark the Knights to a 20-4 record and the top seed in the next week's 4A state tournament. A new release from Gatorade also recognized Clark's accomplishments off the court. She has a 3.98 grade point average and performs volunteer work such as leading Thanksgiving food drives in her hometown of Palmer. Clark will continue her academic and basketball career next fall at Colorado State Mesa. Peyton Hernandez, KSRM News.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.